No, it's been a couple weeks. I'm sorry. I apologize. Actually, I don't apologize. Actually, I'm not sorry at all. You know, these are the internal conflicts we have. But alongside all that, besides all that, first off, welcome back to another episode of Knowing is Knowing. I'm your host, Rashad Young. And as always, I appreciate you all tuning in. If it's your first time to the channel, welcome. First time listening to the podcast, welcome. Knowing is essentially a podcast that is dedicated to deep enlightenment conversations, talks, and thoughts that I like to have with myself, to you, or with interviews I've had with people, which I appreciate you all being on. And it's been a great job, and I've been very grateful to take a mini break. It was my birthday last week. Recently celebrated that, and I appreciate everybody who was there to support with me, from my family, my friends, to my love. Everybody did a great job in bringing in 29 the right way. And as I reflect going into 29, and as I think about the past 9 years, I think that's kind of the focal point of today's episode, is maybe give you all some tips or thoughts on how I navigated through my 20s. My 20s were, and still is, have been a whirlwind. I think that these past 9 years have been really reflective, helped me grow in so many different states and forms. So I think it's the most important thing in this whole experience, that just always here to learn and grow. It's going to be a lot of mistakes that you're going to make, and you just find ways to navigate through them and hopefully make the mistakes that aren't so costly and life changing. But if you do, you know, be grateful for the fact that you're having that opportunity to bounce back. We all have the ability to bounce back from things and go from there. So when I get close to my birthday or around my birthday, I typically like to just become a hermit, in the sense of just like really sit with my thoughts and really just think about ways on how I could be better going into the following year. With this one being the last of my 20s, I really want to make sure that I'm going into the next year, God willing, into a better state, more healthier state, more healthier mindset, and hopefully, again, find ways to be better as a person. So, all right, obviously, enough of that. But if you are listening to this, and you know, if you're in your 20s or experiencing your 20s now, or been there before, maybe some of these things I'm about to share can be, it can resonate with you. There can be a sense of guidance, maybe. But hopefully, the goal is just to create a level of understanding. First off, man, I want to say that the biggest thing that we often misuse with our youth is the concept of time. I know a lot of people talk about it, and you know, a lot of people will say, oh, you got a lot of time to do these things and make mistakes and, you know, learn from these things. And you always have time to like goof off and lax out and not work on anything. And in retrospect, it's true. But also, there's another aspect that we don't know how much time we have in this world. And I just want to start off with that. Like, that's number one. We do not know how much time we have in this space. And it's not a judge or a perception of thought to be like, you need to try to achieve everything as you're alive. But I do think that there is a level of importance that we must understand when we are alive, that we are here for something. We have been put in this world for a specific assignment. What that assignment is, I don't know. I think that's the biggest question I think a lot of us ask on a day-to-day basis. Like, what is it that we're meant to do? And nobody knows, right? We all have natural gifts and talents and things that help us find a sense of meaning and fulfillment, but a lot of us won't know until life goes on, right? So there's a timing piece of that, of like understanding, like, okay, yeah, we have time to go through these things, learn from mistakes and things like that. But also, I do think some of the gifts that we have are so natural that we are definitely given key indicators early in life to know what our gifts are, and to find a way to maximize it. I think that's the biggest thing that I'm learning going into this year is, you know, we all have so many talents and gifts, but I think sometimes we can all use them in the wrong way. Meaning, the ultimate meaning in life to me isn't self-fulfillment. I think that's where I get it sometimes. And I think that's where I kind of struggle with the internal happiness for self, is because I learned that a lot of things within ourselves and within our journey of life is really into the fulfillment and serving of others, is which we will find our own happiness in that space. But it's not to be happy for self only, and then find things to only seek our own happiness, if that makes sense, right? So I can, essentially, like, your life is not meant for your own selfishness and your own selfish rewards and accolades and things like that. I think, you know, those are things that we all can strive to have and strive to achieve and to be our greatest versions of ourselves. But we are not meant to be the greatest version of ourselves solely for ourselves. I think that's the first thing I would like to say. It is really to, you know, be the best version for yourself, but also be the version of yourself for other people, especially the important people in your life. I think number two, I think I have learned that every experience that you have with people isn't necessarily it shouldn't end the same way, if that makes sense. So, for example, I think when we encounter things in life with people, some people in our life are really in our life for a season in our life. And however long that season is, that is what it is. What happened in between those seasons, I think there's a state and point that we should get to where we just have to learn how to forgive. Forgive and forget in a sense of not allowing it to dictate your future steps moving forward. Because I think what happens with a lot of us, not just from an intimate relationship perspective, but also with friendships and even careers, is that we've all have dealt with some sort of scarring issue with things that are outside of our control, with people that we feel like we can trust or confide in, or people that we picture with for a lifetime, and it just abruptly goes left, that we can often have a distorted view on being open-minded to new people that come into our life and being open-minded to finding new friends or finding new love or finding that career, or finding a new environment that's happy and healthy. And I understand like why people have their own fears behind that or reservations or trust factors. Because even while I'm saying this, yeah, there's still layers of me that I don't necessarily like to be so open about or be so trusting about. But I'm also learning I could be hindering my own blessing with these new people in this life because I'm so worried about something that happened 2 years ago, 3 years ago, a year ago. Like at this point in time, this is my thought. If it's not altering your life, and I'm sure you heard this, within 5 minutes, 5 years, or a lifetime, that at some point you have to learn to let it go and just let it be, right? I just think that that's the biggest thing. It's like holding on to dead weight in dead situations. That's nothing for us but stunt our own growth. And there's no point in doing that, man. Like, really isn't. Like, the ultimate goal is to continue to grow. And those people that you may be worried about or thinking that they're worried about you, more likely they're not. And if they are and they don't have access to you into this lifetime, man, well, hey, allow them to keep speculating, man, you know. That's just my thought on that. The third one that I've learned is you have to be okay not being liked by everybody. I think that's something I've learned as of late over the past few years. But I think that's something I wish I would have told myself 10 years ago going into my 20s. It's not to live a life filled of people pleasing and making sure others approve what I'm saying and doing. At the end of the day, there's going to be people that you meet in this life that may not like you for no apparent reason, or there could be people that you were connected with and they say certain things about you that you isn't meant to be true or isn't true, or you know, find ways to spill your name out or make you look bad or, you know, attack your character. And, you know, at some point you just have to recognize that if it's not true, there's no reason to defend yourself about it, right? There's no reason to even stoop to the level of somebody else's energy towards you, because all you're doing is giving that person power, and at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. You know, like it really doesn't matter. I feel like I would have saved myself a lot of long nights and a lot of moments of frustration and sadness being so fixated on the perception of what this person said about me and trying to defend it internally. It doesn't do anything. It won't do anything, because at the end of the day, you live in your truth and you live to that to your best ability, and then you go from there. People are gonna not like you for a multitude of reasons. People are going to swear that you were the worst thing in the world. And, you know, obviously we all have a responsibility with the things that we've done, what we've encountered with people. But also at the end of the day, you also believe that the energies that you put out into the world, if you truly are a bad person, I think you'll get your own version of karma. So really can't worry about that. All you can do is focus on what you did, what you didn't do, what you can learn to get better with, and go for there. And the fourth one, I think, which is the most important one, is don't get so caught up in mundane things, like things that just don't matter. I don't know how to really explain that. It's just something that I really have been like fixating on lately. Like we spent a lot of time worrying about things that don't matter. It really, at the core of everything, a lot of things that we stress about and worry about do not matter. at all. Like nothing can really sit with the things that we stress out about every night when you really think about it at its like deepest core. And it's not to invalidate people's experiences or feelings with things, but a lot of things that we really fixate on that keep us up at night don't really matter. Again, it's not a life altering thing. And the people that are around you right now, really find a way to enjoy those people who really are important into your life. I think that's the most important thing. It's like you want to be around people that only see the best in you. And also the same people that that want to see the best in you, you want to see the best in them too. Y'all can have that reciprocal energy and envision together. Like you want to be with people that's going to help you grow. But sitting around fixating on things that don't matter, it doesn't do anything. It really doesn't. And there's several more, and I'll make this into a part series. So this is part one of I'll figure out a title. But just four things I'm learning into my 20s, man, is that it's these things are what they are. There's so much more that we can dive into. And in a day, that's the whole point of this journey of life together, is that we're trying to figure it out. We're trying to find ways to learn. We're trying to find ways to get better. And we're trying to just do it all. There is no guide to any of this, man. Really isn't. I really wish we would stop acting like we all have it together. And unfortunately, our minds are wired in such a comparison state right now because of the world. And every time we get on our phones, we're comparing ourselves to somebody else or this relationship or whatever. Like, you know, everybody's time is different. And I hope that we all can really recognize that at some point. Again, the things that we fixate on, they don't matter. We should all try to find a way to enjoy the life that we have. Be grateful for good health, real loved ones. If you have a job, even if you don't like it, find a way to find some gratitude in it. Because, you know, there's people out here that would love to do what you're doing that you hate, right, man? It's not about settling for what you're doing. It's just, like, be grateful for the small things. That's number four. Just be grateful for the small things. Just embrace all this. Like, love these things, man. Whatever comes with the experiences you have, just let it be. Believe in yourself. Let it be. Love people. All right? So, I appreciate you all. As always, make sure you all subscribe to the pod on your favorite audio platform, and I will see you all soon. So, till next time, I'm not going to do that. Till next time, peace.